Husbands do something most men never understand until it's too late. They think marriage is the finish line. They believe that once she says, "I do," the attraction part is over. That providing stability, being a good father, and showing up every day is enough to keep her emotionally and sexually invested. But here's what nobody tells you about marriage. The same psychological mechanisms that create female obsession in dating don't disappear after the wedding. They intensify. And the husbands who understand this keep their wives deeply attracted for decades, while the husbands who don't lose everything. I'm going to reveal the exact internal state that keeps wives addicted to their husbands even after 10, 15, 20 years of marriage. Not superficial tactics, not date night advice. The fundamental psychological framework that separates marriages where she remains sexually obsessed from marriages where she loses all desire. This isn't about being a better provider or learning communication skills. This is about understanding that your wife's attraction to you operates on the same primal mechanisms it did before marriage. And most husbands kill that attraction the moment they think they've won. Before we dive into what keeps wives addicted, we need to destroy the most dangerous lie married men believe. Society has convinced you that marriage fundamentally changes the attraction equation. That once you're married, attraction becomes about partnership, teamwork, and building a life together. They've sold you this blueprint. Be emotionally available, communicate openly, share household duties, attend therapy together, express your feelings freely. Do all this and your wife will remain attracted to you. This is complete psychological sabotage. Here's the brutal truth. The husband who becomes emotionally needy after marriage loses his wife's attraction faster than the husband who cheats. The husband who constantly seeks her validation kills her desire more effectively than the husband who ignores her. Your wife didn't marry you because you promised to be vulnerable and emotionally available. She married you because something in your energy told her biological programming that you were high value. And the moment you lose that energy, her attraction begins to die. Let me break this down for you. I've seen this pattern destroy thousands of marriages. The husband starts strong. During dating and early marriage, he has his own life, his own purpose, his own frame. He's grounded in who he is. Then something shifts. Maybe it's comfort. Maybe it's societal pressure. Maybe it's well-meaning advice from therapists. He starts seeking validation from his wife. He needs her approval to feel good about himself. He measures his worth by her emotional responses. He becomes reactive to her moods. And his wife watches this transformation with growing disgust. She doesn't consciously understand what's happening. She can't articulate why the man she married feels different, but her biological programming recognizes immediately that his sexual market value perception has dropped. He went from outcome independent to outcome desperate. From self-validated to validation seeking. From grounded to reactive. And her attraction doesn't gradually decrease. It collapses. This brings us to the most powerful concept in understanding long-term female attraction. Sexual market value perception in marriage operates differently than in dating because the stakes are higher and the timeline is longer. During dating, she's evaluating whether you're worth her investment. In marriage, she's constantly re-evaluating whether you're still worth her continued investment. Think about this carefully. Your wife has more to lose than any woman you dated. She's tied her identity to you, her social status, her financial security, her children's future. Every day she's unconsciously asking herself, "Did I make the right choice?" And that answer depends entirely on whether your internal state remains high value or deteriorates into neediness. Here's where this gets twisted. Most husbands think providing financially is enough to maintain high sexual market value perception. They believe that if they're good fathers, reliable providers, and faithful partners, their wives will remain attracted. Think of marriage like a gym membership. The wedding is the contract, not the workout. Most men sign the contract and immediately stop working out. They think the membership itself keeps them fit. but the contract doesn't build muscle, the work does. Wives lose attraction when husbands let themselves go emotionally. Your wife's biology doesn't negotiate with logic. She can rationally appreciate that you're a good provider while simultaneously losing all sexual desire for you. Because attraction operates on a completely different circuit than appreciation. I remember talking to this man whose wife hadn't initiated sex in over 2 years. When he described his marriage, everything seemed perfect on paper. He made good money. Never missed his kids' events, helped with housework, went to marriage counseling, did everything the therapist recommended. But here's what he admitted when pressed. He constantly checked in with his wife before making decisions. He needed her approval for his choices. He measured his day by whether she seemed happy with him. He had completely outsourced his self-worth to her validation, and she had completely lost attraction to him. The mechanism is brutally simple. When you seek validation from your wife, you communicate that you don't believe in your own worth. And if you don't believe in your own worth, why should she? This is the validation death spiral in marriage. The more you need her approval, the less she respects you. The less she respects you, the more anxious you become. The more anxious you become, the more you seek her validation. And the cycle accelerates until there's zero attraction left. Stay with me here. Wives get addicted to husbands who maintain their internal state throughout the marriage. This means being completely okay with who you are, regardless of her responses. It means making decisions based on your own judgment, not her approval. It means having emotional stability that doesn't fluctuate based on her moods. It means being grounded in your own worth without needing her to validate it. This internal state is more attractive than any external achievement because it's so rare in modern marriage. Think about the marriages you know where the wife is still deeply attracted to her husband after 15 years. Now think about the husband's energy. He's not trying to impress her. He's not seeking her approval. He's not reactive to her emotional states. He has his own center of gravity that remains stable regardless of what's happening around him. His wife can be upset, and he remains calm. She can test him, and he doesn't become defensive. She can withdraw, and he doesn't become anxious. This groundedness is what keeps her addicted. Let me show you what this looks like in reality. Picture the timeline. Year one of marriage. She texts him throughout the day just to connect. Sex happens 3 to 4 times per week. She respects his decisions, brags about him to her friends, lights up when he walks in the room. Year 10, one-word text replies. Sex once every 3 weeks, maybe. Questions every decision he makes. Complains about him to her friends. Barely looks up from her phone when he comes home. What changed? Not her, him. He lost his internal state. He became validation-seeking. And her biology responded exactly as it's programmed to. But there's more to this pattern. The husbands who keep their wives addicted understand something crucial about female psychology. Women are attracted to men who have options, but choose them anyway. This is pre-selection operating in marriage. Your wife needs to believe that other women would desire you, but you choose her. Not because you couldn't get other women, but because she's genuinely your choice. When you become needy and validation-seeking, you communicate that you have no options, that she's your only source of validation, and that kills attraction instantly. This is where most marriage advice gets it completely backwards. They tell you to be more attentive, more available, more focused on her needs. But what actually maintains attraction is being selectively attentive, being outcome-independent about her responses. Having a life and purpose that exists separately from your marriage. Your wife should feel like she's lucky to have your attention, not entitled to all of it. The moment your entire world revolves around her, she loses respect for you. Now here's where this gets interesting. I've seen countless situations where husbands completely transform after marriage without realizing it. The man who was confident and self-assured during dating becomes anxious and approval-seeking after the wedding. The man who had his own interests and purpose abandons everything to focus on his wife. The man who was emotionally stable becomes reactive to every shift in her mood. And he genuinely doesn't understand why she's losing attraction. He's doing everything society told him makes a good husband. But let me tell you about David, 47 years old, married for 18 years. When I met him, his wife was still initiating sex regularly, pursued him emotionally, respected his leadership, defended him fiercely. What made him different? He never lost his frame. Every Tuesday and Thursday, he trained Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu regardless of her schedule. He had his business partners over for poker monthly, made major decisions and informed her, didn't ask permission. When she tested him with criticism or mood swings, he remained calm and non-reactive. One specific example, she complained he spent too much time at the gym. His response, "I understand you feel that way. I'm keeping this schedule." No anger, no defensiveness, no negotiation. She tested him for 2 weeks, then stopped completely because she got her answer. His frame was unshakable and her attraction intensified. Let me show you what really happens in the opposite situation. The husband starts making small compromises. He skips the gym because she wants more time together. He sees his friends less because she says she feels neglected. He changes how he dresses because she prefers a different style. He apologizes for things that don't require apologies to keep the peace. Each individual compromise seems reasonable, but collectively they communicate that he values her approval more than his own identity, and her attraction dies with each compromise. This leads us to one of the most counterintuitive truths about marriage. The best thing you can do for your wife's attraction is to prioritize yourself, not in a selfish, neglectful way, but in a grounded, self-validated way. Your wife doesn't want to be the center of your universe. She wants to orbit a man who has his own gravitational pull, a man with purpose, direction, and internal stability. When you make her your entire world, you become needy and unattractive. When you have your own world that she's part of, you remain magnetic. Pay attention to this part. The husbands who keep their wives addicted for decades all share a specific trait. Non-reactivity. They don't get upset when their wives test them. They don't become anxious when their wives are distant. They don't seek reassurance when their wives are moody. They maintain their emotional center regardless of what's happening in the marriage. This non-reactivity demonstrates something crucial to female biology, that you're not dependent on her for your emotional state, that you have internal stability that can't be shaken by her behavior. Women test their husbands constantly throughout marriage, not consciously, instinctively. Every critical comment is a question. Every mood swing is a test. Every moment of distance is an evaluation. The question is always the same. Can I move your center? Can I make you reactive? Can I destabilize your frame? If the answer is yes, her respect decreases. If the answer is no, her attraction intensifies. The husbands who fail these tests become emotional children. The husbands who pass these tests remain sexually relevant for decades. Here's the part most people miss. Your wife doesn't actually want you to pass every test by being stoic and emotionless. She wants you to pass tests while remaining genuinely present and connected. This is the balance that most men never achieve. They either become reactive and emotional, or they shut down completely. Neither maintains attraction. What maintains attraction is being emotionally stable while staying emotionally engaged, being unshakable in your frame while remaining genuinely interested in her. And this is where everything changes. The moment you understand that your wife's attraction depends on your internal state, not your external circumstances, everything about marriage shifts. You stop trying to earn her attraction through achievements. You stop seeking her approval through compliance. You start cultivating internal peace, self-validation, and genuine groundedness. And ironically, the less you need her attraction, the more powerfully she feels it. I know men who sacrificed everything trying to keep their wives happy. The guy who quit the gym because she needed more quality time. Result, she lost attraction to his softening body and weaker frame. The man who abandoned his business expansion because she felt neglected. Result, she resented his lack of ambition. The one who cut off his closest friends because she didn't like them. Result, she lost respect for a man with no loyalty. The husband who stopped his weekend motorcycle rides because she worried. Result, she became bored with his predictability. Every single one thought sacrifice would increase attraction. Every single one discovered they sacrificed exactly what made them attractive in the first place. This is where it gets dark. Marriage counselors, relationship therapists, and modern psychology are actively destroying marriages by giving men advice that kills female attraction. They tell husbands to be more vulnerable, to share their feelings constantly, to seek emotional support from their wives, to make their wives their primary source of validation. And every husband who follows this advice watches his wife's attraction evaporate. Because vulnerability without strength is weakness. And female biology has zero tolerance for weakness in long-term partners. Listen closely to what I'm about to reveal. The advice that therapists give creates exactly the dynamic that destroys attraction. They tell you to lean on your wife emotionally, to express your fears and insecurities, to seek her comfort when you're struggling. But when you make your wife your therapist, you make her your mother. And wives are not attracted to men they mother. The moment she starts managing your emotions, attraction dies. The moment she becomes your primary source of emotional support, respect disappears. This doesn't mean you can't be human with your wife. It means your emotional center must remain stable. You can share struggles without being destabilized by them. You can admit challenges without seeking validation. You can be authentic without being needy. The difference is that grounded men process their emotions internally and share their experiences. Needy men outsource their emotional processing to their wives and seek reassurance. One maintains attraction, one destroys it. Remember what I said at the beginning. Husbands think marriage is the finish line. Now you understand why that belief destroys marriages. Marriage isn't the finish line, it's the starting line of a lifelong test. Every day your wife's biology is evaluating whether you're still the high-value man she married or whether you've deteriorated into neediness. That evaluation never stops, not after 5 years, not after 20. The moment you think you've won and can relax your internal state, the countdown to dead bedroom begins. Here's the brutal truth plus implications. Right now, while you're watching this, there are millions of husbands trapped in dead bedrooms. Average dead bedroom starts 7 years into marriage. Sexual market value loss for validation-seeking husbands, 15 to 30% in the first 5 years alone. Studies show 67% of wives report decreased attraction specifically when their husbands became too available. They followed all the advice. They became better communicators. They attended therapy. They learned to express their feelings. They prioritized their wives' needs, and their wives stopped desiring them completely because every piece of that advice moved them further from the internal state that creates attraction. Right now, in the next 24 hours, 50,000 marriages will cross the point of no return, the point where her attraction is so depleted that no amount of change will revive it. In the next month, 200,000 divorce filings will cite loss of attraction as the fundamental reason. Not infidelity, not abuse, loss of attraction. And almost every one of those husbands will be confused. They'll point to everything they did right, but they'll miss the one thing they did wrong. They lost their internal state. Will you wake up in time? The most devastating part is that these men genuinely don't understand what happened. They point to everything they did right. The effort they put in, the sacrifices they made, the changes they implemented, and they can't comprehend why their wives look at them with indifference or contempt. But their wives can't articulate it either. They just know the attraction is gone. They feel guilty about it. They try to force themselves to feel desire, but you can't negotiate with biology. And biology is screaming that their husband's sexual market value perception has collapsed. Think about this carefully. Your wife married a man with certain energy, confident, self-assured, outcome independent, grounded. That energy created attraction so powerful, she committed her life to you. But if you lose that energy after marriage, if you become needy, validation-seeking and reactive, you've fundamentally changed the deal. She didn't sign up for a man who needs her approval to feel worthy. She signed up for a man who knew his worth regardless of her responses. And when that man disappears, so does her attraction. The marriages where wives remain obsessed decades later all have the same dynamic. The husband never lost his frame. He never became validation-seeking. He never outsourced his self-worth to his wife's responses. He maintained his purpose, his interests, and his internal stability throughout the marriage. His wife can be upset, and he remains grounded. She can test him, and he doesn't become reactive. She can withdraw, and he doesn't become anxious. This unshakable internal state is what keeps her addicted year after year. Watch what happens when a husband maintains this energy. His wife pursues him sexually even after 10 years of marriage. She initiates intimacy regularly. She remains interested in his life and his thoughts. She respects his decisions and trusts his leadership. She doesn't constantly test him because she already knows he's solid. She brags about him to her friends. She remains genuinely attracted, not just sexually, but emotionally and psychologically. This is what marriage looks like when the husband never loses his internal state. Now you understand why some wives remain deeply devoted and attracted to their husbands for decades, while others lose all desire within years. It has nothing to do with how good a provider he is, nothing to do with how much he helps around the house, nothing to do with how well he communicates. Everything to do with whether he maintained his internal state, whether he remained self-validated, whether he stayed grounded in his own worth. The husbands who understand this keep their wives addicted. The husbands who don't lose everything. The ultimate secret to keeping your wife addicted throughout marriage is this: never let her become the source of your self-worth. Love her deeply, but don't need her validation. Prioritize the marriage, but don't make her the center of your universe. Be present and engaged, but remain emotionally self-sufficient. When you achieve this balance, when you're genuinely complete within yourself while choosing to share your life with her, you become the rare husband that wives remain obsessed with for life. Because you possess what almost no married man has: genuine internal peace and self-validation that can't be shaken. This isn't just about maintaining attraction. This is about becoming the kind of man you respect. When you stop seeking external validation and develop true internal strength, you don't just keep your wife attracted. You become powerful in every area of your life. You make better decisions because they're not based on approval seeking. You have better relationships because you're not needy. You build more success because you're not distracted by validation games. The work you do to maintain your wife's attraction transforms you into a more complete human being. And that transformation is what separates husbands whose wives remain addicted from husbands whose wives leave.